So could you tell us more about the basics of artificial intelligence algorithms and cognitive bias?
AI. AI is becoming another buzzword of the times. If we try to see what AI really means and what it stands for, A for artificial, I for intelligence. Artificial meaning a machine, something that is not a human or any other living animal. Intelligence, meaning the thinking process that allows us to understand language, to understand speech, to understand the environment around us, and to make decisions. Now, one of the basic ideas of intelligence is that we consider something to be intelligent if it has the ability to acquire knowledge, meaning learn something, and then be able to apply what it learned in order to make decisions. Academically, there might be different definitions of what intelligence is, but let's assume that what we define as intelligence is the ability to learn something and then apply that learning into some form of a decision. The intelligence in the, let's say, academia world, it's better understood and researched by psychologists or sociologists or other disciplines in academia. But artificial intelligence, it's better understood by computer scientists, data analysts, and mathematicians, at least today. The reason is that we have vast science disciplines to try to build machines that somehow apply this basic meaning of intelligence. So the same way we humans learn by reading or by processing our past experiences, an AI system should be able to learn by analyzing existing sets of data and try to perform intelligence tasks. Now, you have to be aware that AI, like any other algorithm, are developed by humans and therefore could carry the same biases and limitations that human thinking carries, right? So the same way people's thinking might be skewed by cognitive biases, the AI algorithm might also reach to the same biased decisions. So if we take a few examples of cognitive biases that are currently identified by the psychology, let's say, academia world. And let's take, for example, a football game. Our team will definitely win tonight, right? We've been beating our tonight's opponent for the past 20 years, so there is no way we'll lose tonight's game. Now, this is a cognitive bias that can happen during a logical thinking of a human, but the same cognitive bias might also happen with an AI algorithm just because of the fact that if the only information we feed our AI algorithm is the information that our opponent lost to us during the past 20 years, the chances are that the AI algorithm will reach to the same conclusion that the human reached. So information we give to the AI algorithm, that algorithm will try to come up with some answer, but only based on the information that we find. So if we try to teach our AI algorithm now to identify, let's say, smart people by analyzing their facial characteristics, all right? And we feed these algorithms images of young, white males, and we tell this algorithm, okay, now go study these images. And then when we give you another new image, you tell us if this person is smart or not, could be smart or not. Well, chances are that if we only fed the algorithm with images of young white males, chances are that if we give this algorithm a mature black woman as an image, chances are that this AI algorithm will have the same bias and will pretty much tell us that this woman cannot be smart. So it's important to make this to get an understanding of this, and it doesn't matter how magically we think that the algorithm will perform. It is basically reaching to an answer based on the size and the quality of the data we give. So this is my, let's say, pretty much the answer to the question of how cognitive biases can be. Can affect the AI algorithm and come up with skewed results.